Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's good, man. He's good.
I was all ready to start talking, I heard that.
Josh is good.
The headline, SportsIllustrated.com, Matthew Collar. The reality is there is no replacing Christian Darrisaw. Thanks for the positivity, Matthew Collar, joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. First question, Matthew, why are you always so negative? And secondly, what are the Vikings going to do to replace Christian Darrisaw?
Well, I am what they call realistic, Dave.
I'm with you, man.
No, it's actually funny because coming out of that game, I felt like Vikings fans in general acted like they just ended the season and dropped to 2-5 and not 5-2. And I thought that it was actually a little bit of an overreaction to that loss compared to where the team actually is in the NFC race. I know. First time ever.
Vikings fans overreacting?
You know, I really think, though, that of all the losses and disappointments that I've covered over the years, that was the one I was the most surprised by. It's like Thursday night football, you're on the road, they lost by, it should have been 8 if not for a face mask that wasn't called, and the last two losses have been by a total of 12 points. They still have one of the best point differentials in the league, one of the best records in the league. And, like, okay, guys, the season did not end. But as far as the Christian Darrisaw thing, that does make the road harder. They have already faced most of the most difficult pass rush teams in the league, though. The schedule gets a little easier there. But I think after Darrisaw's injury, I would guess they would move Blake Brandel over to left tackle, where he spent most of his career before shifting inside to guard, and then just put Dalton Risner as in a starter. But they do have other options. I mean, they could play Walter Rouse, who they drafted in the 6th round and had a pretty good preseason. They could also play David Questenberry, who's a veteran, but I think that would be a tough ask for a 34-year-old guy who has basically not started in several years to go in and play 10 straight games. So they do have options. None of them are great, but I also think that it doesn't have to mean that they can never have an offense again. But Darrisaw, he is truly irreplaceable. It means that Kevin O'Connell will be tested as well for his schematics, because what he's been doing is having Sam Darnold hold the ball a lot, work the ball downfield a lot. It's a little harder to do when you don't have the best left tackle in football.
Matthew, when I watch these games, the last two games specifically, I see a team where everybody still seems to be backing this defensive coordinator that we've got in Beflow, right? I mean, he's still great and all the rest of it. And I'm seeing something different than everybody else, because I'm going back even to games before that with the Packers and the Jets and the Niners and all those types of teams. But I don't think people realize how many yards that we gave up against the 49ers. Now, we won the game, but you give up 400 to them, you give up 465 to Green Bay, you give up 400 to the Lions, you give up almost 400 to the Rams. It seems to me that these quarterbacks are starting to figure out our defense a little bit more than people have expected, or even people are talking about. I think that when you get 26 first downs like the Rams did, I think that says a lot about figuring out the defense and knowing that if you've got six rushers against five, yeah, you got a shot at getting a quarterback. But if you've got a quarterback that's as good as Matthew Stafford, he's going to pick you apart, which is exactly what he did. So I'm curious what you think about that as far as defense, because I know the concerns obviously point to Christian Darrisaw and everybody's worried about that and whether it's Quisenberry or whoever takes that spot. I think it's going to make it a little bit different. And I still stand up as a guy who was wrong about Darnold. Darnold's been great. He even played really well, I think, against the Rams. I thought he stood out and did a great job. But, you know, it's one of those things where I think that some of these better offensive coordinators are starting to figure out this defense. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think that when it comes to defense, maybe you would have watched the 85 Bears. I would have watched the 2000 Ravens. Every time there's a good defense in the league, we kind of expect them to just be untouchable. Mm-hmm. And I think that was kind of what people thought maybe this Vikings defense was going to be after some really good performances, especially the one against C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. And I was willing to be a little forgiving on those games that you mentioned because the Vikings were playing from so far ahead. When you get up by three scores, the other team's got to throw like crazy. They're going to rack up some yards, and then you know hold on to win the game. But over the last 2 weeks, we've seen some very clear trends from two of the best offensive coordinators in the league, Ben Johnson and Sean McVay, where they worked the middle of the field a lot. They got the ball out of their quarterback's hands really quickly before the blitz could get there. There were a lot of swing passes, screens, and making Byron Murphy tackle, making Stephon Gilmore tackle over and over again and wearing down those cornerbacks, and then keeping in extra protection as well, keeping in an extra running back, a tight end, so never allowing it to be 5-on-5 if they're blitzing, always making it 6 blockers in there so if they have somebody get confused, there's always extra blockers, and basically saying it's okay if we have a less receivers going out because we can beat your zones if we have time for our quarterback to throw the ball. And there was one pass by Matthew Stafford where he had over 6 seconds in the pocket. Think about how long that is. I mean, that is forever in a day for a quarterback. And I think another part of it, too, a crazy stat that I ran across yesterday is that the defense has played about 70 more snaps this season than the offense. And that's a whole game's worth of snaps that they've played more because even as good as the offense has been, it's been a lot of boom or bust. It's been quick drives that score touchdowns, or it's been 3 and outs, or it's been turnovers. I think the lack of sustained drives has helped wear down this defense because you think about how tough of a task they had against Detroit. That might be the best offense in the league. Then 4 days later, you're taking a lot of guys out to L.A. to play another really tough team. And I think that we can also overreact to two bad performances because there was some circumstances working against this defense there too. So I think that the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. They have a lot of talent. I think they do have a good defensive coordinator, but they don't have the 2000 Ravens. You're going to have to go score for score sometimes, and you are going to have to fix some of the schematic issues because now it has been solved. They also play Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and Tennessee the next 3 weeks, and we might be talking about, oh, they fixed it. They improved. So I'm not sure. I don't think either extreme is correct when it comes to this defense.
Matthew Collar joining us in the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I want to talk about the end of this game and Sam Darnold's head being twisted like a soda cap bottle, and there not being any call. I'm so tired of this. What's reviewable and what's not? I don't understand why face masks cannot be reviewed. But how in the world did the referee miss this call? And then after the game, just say, oh, I was blocked and didn't see it, yet nothing else comes with this. I get it. They were still going to have to drive the length of the field. But more and more, I feel like we're seeing officials with really bad calls. And in this case, one that had a major impact to the outcome of the game.
So I think that bad calls in football have always been a thing, and if you watch old games, you'll be even more amazed how many bad calls they used to make when there wasn't review. But here's what I would say. I don't understand how there is another league in this world, the UFL, that has a much better system for refereeing than the National Football League. And I know that there's probably not a lot of UFL fans out there, so I'll explain. They have Dean Blandino, who is in the booth. And when there is a call that is contested, they will signal to him. He'll look at it, go back down. It's done in 30 seconds. And it's the easiest thing in the world to correct something like this. Now, I don't want every scoring play for a video referee to look at every player and see if someone was holding or someone was doing anything wrong on a scoring play. That'll take forever. But what I would like is a pretty clear set of, like, if there's a 15-yard penalty, a guy in a booth should be automatically reviewing it. If there's a pass interference, they should be looking at it. That could be a 50-yard play. I mean, it's so significant in the game that someone should review it real quick just to see. I mean, even, gosh, Byron Murphy gets called for a pass interference where nothing happened the other night, and all personal fouls, because we see it go the other way too, where a guy looks like he crushed a quarterback and deserves a flag, but he actually just kind of fell hard and it shouldn't be. And that's, you know, been controversial over the years too. I don't think this is a hard solution. I think the NFL just doesn't really want to do it, but the people at home should not be able to referee the game vastly better than the actual game is being refereed. And I also think too, just for that particular play, what is it that we pay you for if you can't see that? I felt the same way with the Breanna Stewart travel that ruined the Lakers championship. If you can't see her travel there, why are you here? So it was extremely frustrating. And, you know, I'll throw in one more thing. Sam Darnold in 2021 was down to the Vikings by the same exact score, 28-20, with about the same amount of time, and tied the game. So it's not, I saw some people saying, well, it doesn't matter anyway. This guy's done that same thing in his whole career. I would have liked to have seen it play out.
I would have too. That's a great, great call. And by the way, if you can't see that traveling, but you somehow see a block in that play, I'll add at the links. Yeah. By the way, you did point that out to me and tell me that the officiating was brutal, and you were 100% right last Sunday night.
Hey, Matthew.
Thanks as always.
Can I ask?
Go ahead,
Pete. I'm just going to 20-second question, real quick, and then we got to go. But I'm looking at the Indianapolis Colts, and they're a different team with Joe Flacco. I think the Vikings need to be very aware of that, because he is a veteran. He's been around the block a long time, beat Pittsburgh, had a nice scoring game against Jacksonville, beat Tennessee. What do you think about him as a quarterback going up against the Vikings and Beefalo's defense?
Yeah, I think they want Anthony Richardson playing, but he kind of has a tendency to get hurt all the time, and it wouldn't surprise me if Joe Flacco ended up playing in that game. I think if you're the Vikings, you want the young quarterback. Young quarterbacks in U.S. Bank Stadium have a miserable time against a confusing defense. But overall, this next three games, they need to win them. They just need to be 3-0 in the next three games.
Well, that's it. You figured it out perfectly. We know exactly what they have to do. Matt, buddy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thanks, guys.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Matthew Collar joining us right there.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.